Amen. We give thanks to the Lord for His grace. We are continuing with our teaching, Alelon, vision. My food is to do the will of my Father. I want us to continue where we left last week. I want to encourage all of our viewing centers, all of our churches that are watching at this moment, those who are listening on radio, that my will or my food is to do the will of Him who called me, to do the will of my Father, to do the will of my Father. May the Lord bless us. We are reading the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
Amen.
It says, "We all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." Amen. Hallelujah. The interpreter just says, "Amen." He says, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." I want us to pursue God, as we say, staying in His presence. You have to understand that as we talk about vision, many are drawn to the systems of the world. And so many people have got dreams and they've got visions. And that is why most of us, the things that God wants to do through our life cannot be done because we have our own dreams. We have our own aspirations. And therefore we leave the call and the purposes of God about our own life, and therefore we pursue the things that are of this world, the deceptive things. Solomon writes, he says, "Vanity of vanity, all is vanity." In our world, Solomon will be hailed as the most successful, the most well accomplished person. But at the end of his life, when he looks back, he discovers that all his works has come to nothing. His vision was blurred. He could not see clearly. When he pursued his personal things, it looked like he's driven by God. It looks like he's doing great works. But himself, when it comes to the end of his life, he says, "Vanity of vanities." My question to you is, when you come to the end of your life, or maybe you are in the crisis now, your life is confused, you are at the crossroads, you are asking yourself, "What will be of my life?" The challenge you have is that you do not know, do I pursue this way, or do I pursue the way of Egypt, the way of Babylon, the way of man, as Solomon pursued. And at the end of his life, he looks back at himself. He's tamed as the wisest man on earth. But when it comes to the end of his wisdom, he realizes his wisdom has failed him. His understanding has failed him. His power is failing him. His wisdom and abilities, they have led him astray. And this seems to be the passion of men: to self-destruct and at the end blame everybody else for your failure. Paul writes to us. He says, "But we all, with unveiled face," which means ignorance, foolishness have been removed from us. With understanding, he says, beholding us in a mirror, he's looking unto God, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of his life, and he's pursuing that which he has seen, and he sees it clearly, and he says, we all, beholding us in the mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed. The vision that we have is Jesus. To be like him. To walk like him. To experience him. To reveal him in our own life. He says, we are being transformed into the same image of that of Christ. He says, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So when we talk about vision, I've said before, seeing the invisible, to some extent, that's true. But I want you to have faith in God to be able to see clearly who God is. We start by hearing. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. But we go from hearing for communing with Him, for living with Him, for experiencing Him, and ultimately seeing Him, not only in our deaths, but here as we walk on earth. So I want you to understand that vision is to see God face to face. Experience Him. Walk with Him. While you are here on earth, your contentment of Him makes you to shun away all the things of this world. Genesis 32 verse 30. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. He says, for I have seen God face to face. I have seen God face to face. And my life is spared. Or my life is preserved. I've seen God face to face. And my life is spared. Listen, Jacob was just an ordinary man like me and you. He was pursuing part of his narrow passions, thinking, this is my way. And it is my prayer this morning that in your little narrow way, you may be like Jacob, who will have an encounter with God. You see, all of us needs to understand that your life is not just for this material world. You are much more a spiritual being than you are a material world. I want to challenge you today. We read here Jacob called the name Peniel. Maybe when you give birth to a child, you will call him Peniel. Because we have seen God face to face. You have seen His grace. You have seen His love. You have seen His kindness towards you. That His favor was extended towards you. I want to challenge you today that your life will be preserved by pursuing God. Many lives are destroyed. People are pursuing many things. The more we say it, the more people ridicule us. People are thinking, how will I live? In more than one occasion, I've said, you have been living before. You lived without money, and now you are having money. Your life is more complex. You are in much more difficulty and challenges than you were before. Your life is not secured. But when you pursue God, if your vision is God, you will see Him face to face, and your life will be preserved. May your life be preserved this morning. I said, may the power of God preserve your life this morning.
Amen.
May you experience the power of the Holy Spirit upon your life.
Amen.
May you see God truly for who God is in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So vision, the visions of God is to see Him who sees you. You see, many of us, we see many things. I have said to people, having a car, having a house, having a family, children, living well is a good thing. But do not be deceived. Life is not all about it. I feel pity when I look at people who all their life are consumed by their family and by the house they are paying for many years. And the cars they are changing. And they are thinking their life is moving forward. And yet they've become suicidal because they've just discovered the more they pursue the systems of the world, the more their life has become empty. And therefore they ask themselves, why am I alive today? You are alive to bear witness to the faithfulness and the goodness of the Lord. And the faithfulness of God is not in the many things you have. Even in the lack, God is there. Even when things seem not to be working, I said God is there. You have to stay focused. Many of us are deceived because we are thinking the world system, if you have all of it, then you are. Satan came to Jesus and he said to him, it's easy. All of this, I will give it to you. Yes. I think many of us will be very happy to have all of these things. He says, the whole world is mine. I will give it to you. Because that's the vision of many. To be popular, to be known, to be rich, to be flamboyant, and abandon the main cause, their real life. Solomon said at the end of his life, vanity of vanity, what is your eyes looking at? Paul says, we all, with unveiled face, beholding us in a mirror, we have been changed. If you look unto Jesus, you will be transformed. You will be changed. You will be renewed. You will be refreshed. You will be empowered. You will achieve much more when you look unto him, the author and the finisher of your faith. You will be strengthened. You will achieve much more. You will do great and mighty works when you look at him. So I said number two. Genesis 16. Verse 13. Visions of God is to see him who sees you. This is a story of a servant who at some stage in her life, she thought she had got the crown. You know, she thought, I've got it made for me. And she discovered that when she thought she had it, she had nothing. And in her desperation, in a very difficult circumstance, when she thought life has come out, she called out unto God, and something supernatural happened. I pray that something supernatural will happen in your life.
Amen.
That will bring permanent change and transformation.
Amen.
That will make you to see God and experience the magnitude of his presence upon your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Genesis 16:13.
Genesis 16:13.
Then she called on the name of the Lord, who spoke to her. You are the God who sees. She said, have I also here seen him who sees me? So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are a God who sees. Bel Al Hayroy. He says, for you are the God who sees. Truly, here I've seen him who looks after me. Many of us have not seen him. It's said to worship a God you do not know. Can I give you a secret? Serve God without motive. Oh, you want to be a pastor? You want to be a Christian? You want to be a child of God? Forget about money. Yes, forget it. Forget about the many things. Let your life be poured out. Let your life be a sacrifice. Let your life be fully laid out. Then you will experience the resilience, the power of God, the ability of God, the wisdom of God. All the provisions of God will come upon your life, because all the things are in him. Your heart has deceived you that you need all these things, and therefore you leave the most important. So this woman When she thought, you know, when she was sleeping with Abraham, and her master, Sarah, was looking at her, she said, oh, this could be a very good help. She will give birth. I'll have children through her. But the Bible tells us, the day she became pregnant, she changed. Yeah, she changed. Yes, many of us love God until things change. Oh, you think you love God? Some people, just when they get a 5,000 job, 10,000 job, your business is working. Oh, they forget. Yes. This woman, she forgot. Because she looked at herself and what she had. Can you tell your neighbor, you can't finish God. There is much more. It doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter what you have achieved. If your vision is not Him, you have lost it. John chapter 17 verse 3. It says, this is eternal life, that you may know Him, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. This is eternal life. This is eternal life. This is eternal life. There are things that are so joyous, so life fulfilling, beyond food, beyond heavy money, and the many things that makes us excited. The woman discovered, she said, truly, here I've seen Him who looks after me. That should be your vision. Your vision should not be, oh, I want to be the greatest doctor. Actually, in our church, we are educated. We are pursuing. We are studying. Let us study, seeking Him. Let's use our study as a stepping stone to do great mighty things. We are building double story, triple story houses. Let them not steal our hearts. Let us stay on focus, looking unto Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. It is just said, contentment is not our portion. Many people are not happy, even though they have so many good things working with them. Tell your neighbor, hey, please be happy.
Please be happy.
You are alive. The Bible says a live dog is better than a dead lion. Yeah. Don't wait until you are old and want to appreciate people who are no longer in your life. Wait and smell the roses. Yeah, there's so many good things that God is doing in your life. I said there is so many good things that God is doing. Your vision should be Jesus. Let me give you a story. I'm giving you characters of men who in their completeness, there was a struggle, there was a pain, there was a difficulty, but their focus was changed, and they are able, and they were able to see God for who God is. Praise the Lord. Job 42 verse 5. It says, I heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now My eye sees you. You must look for God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word. Hearing the word of God is very important. Enables you to see. That's why we talk about the invisible. The ability to see who God is. You are able to see God. You are able to experience Him and to walk with Him because you have heard. And Job is saying here, I've heard before. I pray that the visions of God will make you to see Him in your lifetime. May you walk with Him. May you experience Him. May the power of God come upon your life. I said, may the experiences of God come upon you. Job said, I heard of you. By the hearing of the ear, the true visions of God start with hearing. Then when you hear well, you do well. Can I give you a secret as well? This is for free. Take instruction. That's why I say I feel for those who grew without fathers. I know you have a father, but your father is not staying with you. I know everybody has somebody that they call a father. But you see, when you have a father, your father will tell you things that you don't like. Things that you yourself, you wouldn't think about. He will make you do things that you despise. Yeah. But these are the things that will preserve you. These are the things that will keep you. I'm the one. I'm saying to you, take the word of God as an instruction in your life. When you say, my father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Oh, let it not be a father in weights. Let it be a father in action. There's no amen here. Maybe my point is going very deep. True visions of God start with hearing. And when you hear, you start to see. Yes. If you spend time long enough hearing and following, the eyes of your understanding will open. You will see things that many people don't see. Somebody was asking, why are you like this? I say, because you don't hear. You are not following. You are not staying too close. If you stay close, you will start to behave like him. There is an English saying, like father, like son. Hey, like father, like son.
Amen.
You do what you see him. Number four.
Seven.
The visions of God will make you to see him who is invisible. Yes.
Hey.
You will see God. In the midst of difficulty and hardship, you will have content, the greatest peace that any person can give to you. You can't be a great shepherd while you don't know the God you are serving. You can't be a pastor who doesn't know the God they are serving. You hear him, and you ultimately you will see him. He manifests himself daily in the many things that he does for us. Visions of God will make you to forsake Egypt. May you see him which is invisible. Hebrews 11:27 says, by faith Moses forsook Egypt. By faith. You want to see him? You want the visions of God? You have to abandon your vision. What is it that you see? What is it that you see? Somebody said, I want to be the greatest, richest man on earth. That's all you will see. You will read about the richest man on earth. And possibly you will pursue that. But the richest man is God himself. All of these things are good. Visions of God will make you to see him who is invisible. The Bible says by faith, Moses forsook Egypt. What was Egypt to Moses? It was everything. It was his dignity. It was his image. It was his person. When he walked, he was called the prince. People bowed when he appeared. But he abandoned all of that. When he came to know him, he abandoned all of that. He says, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he enjoyed seeing him who's invisible. Hey. He stayed abundant. What was common? What most people are living for. The Bible says, endured and seeing him. Yes, you know endurance. The Bible says, Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. Suffering is Christian calling. At least there's one amen. I said suffering, not be merit, can be the cross of Christ. Yes, not to marry. can be the cross of Christ. I've seen a lot of women crying, I wish I would be married. So they never see him. Because in their singleness, they are not content. In the blessing of the Lord, they don't see him. I've seen men who God has great things for them. They say, if I could just have the money. So in their waiting, they never seek him. And that is why the day they start working, they are lost permanently. Because that which Satan said to Jesus is what Satan will say to them. I'll give you the whole world. You will have it for yourself. The Bible says he endured. Jesus suffered. He learned obedience. His vision was to be like God. Listen, if you are going to be like Jesus, oh, where is your cross? Can you ask your neighbor, where is your cross? Oh, you are saying you are following Jesus. I don't see any suffering. I don't see any inconvenience. Oh, we say we win souls. You are never there. We are growing people. You are never there. You are a Sunday Christian. You are not serious. Oh, God will bless you. Greatly so. You will have all things that you need in this life. Yeah, but you must conquer yourself first. And the dream that you have. Many people have dreams. If you talk to people, they tell you, I have a dream. My dream. If God could just give me my dream, so that you destroy yourself. John chapter 4, verse 34 to 38. We're talking about Alelon. Vision. My food is to do the will of him who called me. My food is to do the will of my Father. John 4, verse 34 to 38. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Most people, if you speak to them, can I give you another secret? You can't serve God if you can't serve men. Yes. I know those who are listening say, oh. Listen. If you listen to your father, it's easy to listen to God. Did you hear what I said? If you listen to your father, it's easy to hear the voice of God. The rebellious dwell in a dry land. Psalm 68. It says, yes. The rebellious, they struggle all their life. They can't take instruction. They detest instruction. South Africans are worse. You see, apartheid has destroyed us. Everybody rebels. Everybody is a rebellious person. Because they've been oppressed far too long. But in the process of their rebellion, they dwell in the dry land. Everything is destroyed. May the Lord have mercy upon our nation. May the Lord have mercy upon us.
Amen.
That in our hurt, we will not hurt ourselves.
Amen.
The Bible says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes, look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps, receive wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I send you to reap for that which you have not labored. Listen, this is for free. God is saying, I send you to a field to harvest which you didn't sow. Are you hard in your hearing? I said, God is saying, I want you to enjoy the fruits, you know, of the work of somebody else. Okay, let me help my pastors. Since they are listening, I'm hoping they are listening. You are enjoying what you never labored for. So don't develop a mindset to want to hold on that which is given to you for free. Yes. I've said to my father in the Lord, I'm forever grateful for prophecies, words spoken upon my life, encouragements, and the rebukes you gave me. I say every day as I move forward, I can see you in the work I'm doing. I'm forever grateful that I could take instruction when it was not possible for many to take it. Listen. The Bible says, others, I send you to reap that for which you have not labored for. Yes, one of our pastors said, somebody said, you are moving into this new building. And he says, my answer was simple. I have a father. I labored, my father has labored. I'm enjoying the fruit. But many people will not enjoy the fruit because they want to prove their point. Jesus is saying to us, I send you to reap for that which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labor. May you enter into the labor of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, may you enter into the labor of the Lord.
Amen.
May you experience the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
May the power of God come upon you that you will not be deceived by yourself.
Amen.
Few things, then I close. Number one, I am a servant. I have a master. I wait on the master. The servant takes the form of his master. You might not understand it. Maybe one day you will sit wherever you are sitting and it will make sense to you. I'm saying to you, I am a servant. I have a master. I wait on my master. The servant takes the form of a master. Jesus was talking to his disciples. He says, you are no longer slaves, but you are my friends, for you know all things that I know. Nothing is no longer hidden from them. John 4:32. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. I have food. Vision is to have food which others do not know. To have such a joy in God. We are approaching Easter. It reminds us of the love of the Father. How did he love us? The Bible says he laid down his life that through his death our life may be preserved. If you are going to pursue him, you must carry your cross and follow him. The vision of Jesus is that he be like the Father. You must be like the Father. When you pursue him, he'll become a reality upon your life. When you pursue your little things, struggle. Contentment never reaches you. Number one, I said, I am a servant. You can't know God until you serve. Yeah. You have to be a servant. Can I tell you something about a servant? A servant is not known by name. Yes, that's why most musicians never go very far. They sing to be known. Yes, when they sing, when they take the mic, they perform. Somebody told me when we ask him to come and sing, he says, when we come to perform, and I changed my mind. I said, I don't want performance. I want a worshipper. And you came to perform. He was telling me how many songs in 30 minutes. I said, oh, I'll play a CD. I'll go and buy a CD. I'll play it. and open my soul unto God, not to corruption. A servant is not known by name. There's no amen. Because they want to be known here in Acadia. Yes, they want to be known. They said, do you know my contributions? Do you know I laid down my life? Do you know how much I've lost? Yes. Oh, you want to be known? Pursue it. Many who want to be known, they are not known. That's why you find is the backyard guy who becomes popular. He just comes suddenly. The crown princesses never make it. Yes. I am a servant. I have a master. You must have a master. The Bible says a donkey knows its master's grip. Yes. If you are pursuing the visions of God, you must have a master. You must know your master's grip. Yes. If you have no ear, you can't see him. It's not possible. I said, if you have no ear, I said, I am a servant. I have a master. I wait on my master. And in the process of waiting on my master, I become a master. Hey, it's a transforming power. Yes. You wait. You are a servant. You are waiting on your master. While you are waiting on your master, the servant becomes a master. Anyway, it's a talk for another day. We don't have time. Number two. Where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. We can see what drives you. We can see what is in your heart. It's manifesting daily. We can see it. That you are an eye pleaser. You are saving for yourself. Where your treasure is, that's your vision. Yes, where your treasure? If Jesus is your treasure. Oh, but I better answer for Jesus. Maybe the title should
be, your best
for Jesus. We better answer for Jesus. Which we better answer? Which we better answer? It's to give the kick of a dying horse. The best of your best. The last of the best of your life. Live like it is the last day. When you care for people as a shepherd, oh, it's like this is the only soul. If I lose this one, Jesus said to the Father, all that you gave me, I have preserved. They are here with me, except the one that the scriptures be fulfilled.
He was doing all
to
his
preserve. He went to the cross so that I can say to the Father, the ones you gave me, I died for them. When I was thinking about it. How many people have died for who have walked on my death and spit on it? Yeah, people that I blessed. I was thinking about it yesterday. So, I'm blessing children here. I wonder if they will ridicule my blessing. One day they turn and say, you are nobody. Hey. I thought about it. I said, parents. That's why I tell you in the church. Your blessing is with your natural mother and your natural father. It starts there. It says, honor your father and your mother. Some of you. You are here like you are a rich kid. The curse is following you. Yeah. It will catch up very soon. It will manifest. Jesus have mercy. It says, where your treasure is, where your heart is, there your treasure will be. Where is your heart? Where is your heart? Young man, where is your heart? Young woman, where is your heart? Luke 2:49. And he said to them, why do you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? Your fruit says it all. Yeah, I mean, you have been offended 10 years ago, you are still offended today. It's not surprising you haven't gone very far. You're still keeping grudges. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. Forgive. My will, my food, is to do my Father's business. He said here, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? He was talking to his parents. He says, me, my life is for God. I'm laying down. I'm giving it so that I can get it back. The Bible says those who love their life, they will lose it. And those who lay down their life, they'll have plenty of it. I pray this morning that you will receive your vision, your passion. Listen to John chapter 4. Jesus saying here, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. He says, there are still 4 months. Then comes the harvest. That's how people look at it. I'm still very young. When I grow up, when I have a job, when I'm working, when I'm married, when my children are around, when things settle, I will serve him. But listen to what Jesus said. Just behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes. Look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. You are poor for yourself. God has already finished. He says the fields are ripe. The fields are ripe. But you. I said, oh, go and start a new church. Go and start a new cell. Oh, when we say Unugandela, you should be excited and say, I'm going. The fields are ripe. Yes. My father in the Lord said to me, I was sitting with him many years ago, and he said to me, you are fortunate because you have worked for Egypt before. You know Babylonian systems. When he told me, he says, me, I've never worked for anyone ever since I was born. When my understanding came, I wanted to serve God. And says, all my life and everything that I am, all that I have, is because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says, I'm content. I don't envy anyone. I pursue him. I'm seeking for him. And he says, I see him. I felt dirty. I said, oh, I've worked already. You see, when you have worked already, your mind becomes the mind of the world. Everything is commerce. You must make profit out of the work that you are doing. And so if there is no profit, there is an easiness in you. You can't serve the Lord. Yes. I've said to many of our people will say, oh, we want you to come and preach. How much are you charging us? I'm saying, I'm not in business. I have no interest. May the Lord have mercy. When he said, all my life, I've never worked. Not for anyone. He says, I live as I am. You honor me? Praise the Lord. You don't honor me? Praise the Lord. I know I'm saving the God who's faithful. He will come true for me. He has done so before, and he will do it again. May you experience his grace and his power this morning.
Amen.
Time is always not my friend. We say, where is your treasure? That's where your heart is. Number three, you will be known by your fruit. Your works testifies about who you are. They tell us the vision you have. Yes. When your heart is on it, you will manifest. But your heart is not in it. You are just going through emotions. John chapter 9 verse 4. He says, I must do the works of him who sent me while it is day. Can I tell you something? There's a day when you can't do nothing. That day is coming. Today you are young. Strong. Able. But you say, me, I want to conquer Egypt. I want to be the master of Babylon. Your system gets contaminated. I laughed many years ago. We used to have people who play for us and we were paying them. Excuse me. And so you will realize that they are playing music on Saturday somewhere else. And they post that we are in this place and in that place. And when you Google it, you realize that they are in a Shebin. And Sunday morning, they are sitting schizophrenic worshippers. Then I will say to them, I no longer want these people. I'll play the CD. I'll play the CD in the church and train my own children who are pure, who have pure motives, who will play not because there is money, because they've come. One person says, oh, how much are you going to pay me? I say, oh, who's been paid? I've been preaching all my life. Yes. I say, you come and play. You want us to pay you? He says, no, this is my life. I say, oh, I've been preaching. It's my life as well. Let's struggle together. Don't you have faith? Jesus, have mercy. He says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. That day will come. You realize you can't do much. The pride of South Africa. A day is coming. Yeah, a day is coming. When you realize you are empty pride. There's nothing. Just big weights. May the Lord have mercy. I want us to pray. Maybe you are here. Your vision has not been Jesus. But today, Jesus says, I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, come all you who are heavy laden. I want to pray together with you. If you are here this morning and your life is not safe, you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are in trouble. Every eye closed, every head bowed, those who are listening through radio, those that are in our viewing centers, I'm talking to you. It's your turn to receive Jesus. Our vision. The Bible, Paul writes, it says, we all, with unveiled face, beholding us in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, we are being changed and transformed into that same image as that of Christ. Today you can receive Jesus. Your sins can be forgiven. You can be a child of God. If you are here in this auditorium, say, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. Lift up your hand right now. And all those in our different campuses, if you are lifting your hand in the auditorium, lift it high so that we can see it. Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus. I'm laying down my life. I want Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. Is there somebody else? In the campuses, is there somebody else? We're going to pray. I'll ask of you to pray with me. If you say, I want to receive Jesus, I want to be born again, I want to be a child of God, please follow me as I pray. Can you say, Lord Jesus, the whole church, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Lord, forgive me all my sins and cleanse me from all my sins. Make me your child. Your word says, if I speak and I believe, I will be saved. Wash my sins with your blood. I thank you, Father, for this great salvation. In Jesus' name. Can you say Mrena Jesu? Ke a go amogela. Yale ka Mrena. Le mo pholosi. Wa bophelo baka. Ntshwarele dibitsaka. Di tlatswe ka madi a gago. Ntire ngwana wa gago. Ke a leboga Mrena. Gore le foko la gago la re. Ha ke bua ebile ke dumela. Ke tla pholoswa. Ke a yamogela pholoso e ka lena la Mrena Jesu. Amen.